Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, Social Geek friends. Today's show is brought to you by Social Joey, of course, and my friends at Answer Connect, the better and the better software company. The better software company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. You can control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level. That's my topic, with a CRM designed specifically for franchisees. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Wow. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. That's thebettersoftwarecompany.com.
Well, hey, I'm Angela Cote, and Nancy Friedman and I are on takeover mode. We're back on Social Geek Radio, and I've got Nancy Friedman with me here. I'm not even going to bother giving an explanation of who I am because we can do that later. But let's hear about.
You're taking up my time. That's why you're taking.
I know we got to get this done. So we can.
You got 30 minutes. I'm getting 20. Go.
I know. Okay, you okay? Go. Let's hear about you. What? Tell us the highlights.
I'm going to talk slow. So I want people to understand me. I'll use my sexy radio voice. I'm Nancy Friedman, the telephone doctor. Yeah, we have a 35-year-old customer, international customer service training company with three divisions. Very easy. The first one is our online boutique, if you will, platform, Service Skills with an S, serviceskills.com. Then, as many of you know, I'm a speaker at franchise and franchisor meetings across the country. Been blessed with that. Doing hundreds of them across the country. And we also do webinars. So we'll get the other information a little bit later, Nancy Friedman, FriedMan.com. So Angela, you can ask me any question you want. My weight is out of it. Do not go there.
If you do
go to the website, I'm younger and thinner in person. So that's very important.
Gotcha.
But I've been, just so you know, we were a former franchisor and we had five franchisees. Four we let go very quickly and one we kept too long. And that's always an interesting story. I sometimes tell it at annual meetings. But listening to you on your podcast and knowing, if I had known what you knew then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We might still be around. However, we didn't. And Mark Liston from, if you remember Glass Doctor, no Glass Doctor, and now he's with Neighborly, of course. He came into my office one day and he said, Nancy, should join IFA. And I said, why do I need IFA? I'm not a franchise anymore. I'm not a franchisor anymore. He said, no, you need it. We want you to speak. Anyway, bottom line, I'm a two-time IFA speaker at the national conferences and again, hundreds of clients around the country. So being a franchise has helped me understand them, although I come from a different angle. So you can
which I think is really cool. Yeah, and when we hooked up this idea to take over Social Geek Radio, I just thought you would be the perfect person because you know your expertise in customer service is so important in the franchise world. Between you know the way that you handle franchisees and the way that you deal with customers, and having been a franchisor, you come with a really great perspective. So I'd love to start by asking you, what is the most common question that you get asked and then how you answer that?
Wow, that is a good question. And most of the time when they know it's customer service, that's our specialty, and our stuff is organic. If somebody comes to me and says, Nancy, I need time management, I don't say, hey, I'll Google time management and I'll have speech. What I do comes from 35 years and went very deep. Many years ago, we decided to go very deep into our topic of communication, sales, and customer service. So that's what we stand on the pedestal with. But the question I guess is, Nancy, how should I start? And that's a good question because so many companies and franchise, all they say is, hey, give good customer service. And they do it in their training. We want to be the best. And they buy banners and have signs and all these ads that run, but they're not doing it. So all the money in the world with the signs and the banners and the ads is not going to make you better in customer service unless you have some sort of ongoing customer service training. Mm-hmm. And ongoing is not buying a book and reading it. Ongoing is not just, you know, taking a tip here or there.
Or it's in the operations manuals.
Of course, it's got to be in the operations manual.
But that's not ongoing training.
If I went into any franchisee and said, show me your operation manual, the Zors would have it. But the bottom line, well, we don't need customer service. Well, do you brush your teeth every day? Yeah. Well, then you need customer service every day. I don't know if you're familiar with Emeril's restaurants. There's New Orleans, there's Vegas. And we got there ahead of time. I don't know if he's a franchisee now or not. I think he's got his own. But anyway, we got there ahead of time once. We got in early. And over in the corner were about 35 employees, all in a huddle. I asked somebody, what are they doing? He said, well, every night they have a training program. Every night they have a training program.
That's
every
cool.
night. It is not something they do once a week, once a month, once a year.
Yeah.
Wow. I call people and say, well, we do our customers training in December. Oh, so people got to wait all year long to get good customer service. If customer service doesn't start, and it should be in the manual. And, you know, how do you start it is really the biggest question. What do you do? Well, for the ease, it's easier because they get maybe, you know, it's usually a mom and pa. Their father, daughter and son, and then four or five employees, maybe 10, 15 employees. That should be done every day. Take 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
What went right today? What went wrong today? What did you learn today? It doesn't have to be hours. There'd be a lunch meeting, although those are good. But the bottom line is take some time each day. What went right? What went wrong? What did we learn? How can we do tomorrow better?
You know what? Really,
I don't have time. You know what my father used to tell me? Nancy, you make time for what's important in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's how I live. You know, I say it all the time to my husband. Say, I don't have time for that. It's important. Okay, then we do it. So you make time for what you think is important.
It reminds me a little bit of what we talked about in the first Social Geek takeover that we did with checking the pulse, checking the temperature. You know, if you don't stay on top of it, you don't catch things, you know, it can really get detrimental.
You know, we wrote a book and it was called The Customer Service Nightmares. And I asked the public, and we got thousands of letters, but we asked the public, we want your horror stories. Man, did we get horror. People love to talk about how bad they were treated.
Oh, yeah.
They love to talk about how bad they were treated. And even Disney got hit.
Mm-hmm.
The king of all got hit. Nordstrom's got hit. You only need one bad experience to spoil the whole barrel. Now, I didn't make that up.
Yeah.
You know, one bad apple will spoil the whole barrel. And when you get a bad apple, when somebody feels like they've been mistreated, and that's all it takes. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be bad service. But if somebody feels they've been mistreated, they go out and they tell 11 people.
Exactly.
That's the minimum they tell. They get on an elevator and say, don't ever go to that dentist. Don't ever go to that store.
Or nowadays it's on Yelp and all the reviews online and Facebook and all that.
Yeah, let's talk about online reviews. I don't want the franchisees or Zora to be so upset about that.
Okay.
And the reason I don't is most people are starting to realize that a bad review is, how can I say it? They're always usually anonymous. And as a professional actress, I got very good reviews. And every once in a while, there was something that they didn't like the way I did something. And I said, it's signed. And the director said, no, it's not. And I don't care about it.
Yeah.
If it's not signed, if you can't stand up to what you're complaining about, then it isn't worth it, in my opinion. Now, today, you've got word of mouth, which is a horrible, horrible thing to get started and hard to undo. So I don't put any negative reviews online. I just don't want to do that to any business. We vote with our feet. Dick and I will always vote with our feet, with our wallet. And I feel that's the best way to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need bad words online reviews. And if you get them, and I'll speak to that because I know the franchisees ask me, and I got a bad review, what do I do? If you can answer it online, if there's a person, try and get their email or their phone number, find them somehow. If it's anonymous, speak to the anonymity. Speak to the, you know, I'm sorry, this is anonymous, would like to fix it. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But it's very frustrating to get a bad online review. It's very hard to wipe clean. You can only just do what you can do, and that's go back to having customer service, you know, like you brush your teeth every day, something, You should have a commitment of a yearly investment or, you know, and I love to speak at the conferences and I know I can move the boat off the dock, but, you know, unless you want to have me back once a week, you got to have something with me. And that's why we offer the webinars and that's why we offer the online training or whatever. So everybody thinks they're an expert at customer service.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they're good.
Yeah.
And sadly, you know, there are many people who are. But sadly, there are so many people that don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear horror stories, obviously. I'll send you, Angela, the book Customer Service Nightmares, because it's funny.
Yeah.
Nothing,
sounds like fun.
You know, I have a section of that what should have happened, but it's too late.
There's just so much missed opportunity out there, too, you know, with bad, like where there's bad customer service. It's just shocking. I just shake my head so often. And you know, that was one of the things that we did really well in my family business, M&M Food Market. You know, customer service was at the forefront because it was a retail store. And, you know, we were trying to get customers our mission statement was to create a friendly food shopping experience that makes our customers say, I'll be back. I know that's a
one. I will speak to that too, because I don't know if they're a franchise. There's two or three large shopping things here in St. Louis, and they got signs up the wazoo. The friendliest store in town. That's a lie.
Yeah.
It is not the friendliest store in town.
Do you go tell them that?
And
do you go say,
well,
hey?
I don't waste my time hurting people's. I did. That's how I got a whole business. I told my insurance agent, you know, your people stink, and now I got a, you know, multi-million-dollar business helping people, but that's okay. That story is another program. That's a fun story, but I don't go back and tell people. You know, I'll tell people, but I don't tell the store unless I like the owner and I want to go back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but that's the scary thing. Is that the problem? Is that people don't tell and they just don't come back, and that's why
too much competition to worry about one place, and that's why you got to keep it.
Why it's so important to have, that's why it's so important to have the ongoing all the time customer service side training and support. So that's really good.
And for the people, and I want to speak to the people, when I wasn't feeling well, then don't come to work. Okay. Don't bring your bad mood, your cold, your aches, your pains into my office.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't come to work. I'd rather pay you not to come than for you to transfer. We call it emotional leakage. For you to emotionally leak a negative experience or a negative feeling that you have over to my customers. I've got a cold. Well, you know what? So do I. And I woke up aching. Well, so did I. You know, who cares?
Yeah,
and I get terribly passionate about complainers and blamers are not my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. You know what question I'd really like to ask, I think you probably get asked this a lot, is how can you tell if a prospective franchisee is going to be passionate about customer service?
Oh, great question.
What questions
great
can
question.
You ask?
Because here's, and I'm going to explain what happens here. I've got a company called Telephonetic Customer Service, and I put out ads for salespeople. And when they come in to me and say, I love customer service, I don't hire them. Why? Because I want a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And their customer service is not going to match our customer service tips and techniques, which is why, and we didn't speak on your program about compliance,
mm-hmm.
which is critically important, but
we'll just have to do another
show.
Another
But if you're coming for an ad for a salesperson, a telephone doctor, I want to hear how good a salesperson you are. I can teach you the customer service techniques,
mm-hmm.
because 9 out of 10 people who tell me their technique for a customer service situation, it's good. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But telephone doctor has gone above and beyond their good and okay, which is mm-hmm. why we've got that reputation. And I'm proud of it. And I spent a lifetime doing it. So they come in, I put an ad in for sales and they come saying, I love customer service. I don't hire them. I don't need a customer service person. I need a salesperson who
mm-hmm.
I can teach that. So, and now I forgot your question. But
well, I said, how can you tell? How can you tell?
Because the franchisees, if they start talking about how good they are at customer service, they should be talking how good they are as fixing the wall like a patch boy, you know, or fixing, you know, or automotive things. I'm very good at automotive. I'm very fairly good at customer service and I like people, but my expertise is what the franchisor wants to hear, because mm-hmm. we can teach, and so can the franchisor. They can teach the customer service. But the passion has to be for the brand. The passion has to be for the brand first.
And then, you know, it's interesting. What you're saying. I was one of my other recent interviews that Jack did with me was on the DNA of a franchisee, and I said that exact same thing. So it's if they have passion for the brand, and then when you say that, you know, sales, like, give me examples, like, you know, and are you, if you're so sales oriented, you should be community oriented. You know, what are your connections? Like, who do you know? And, you know, I think those are kind
why do you want to be a franchise? Of course, that's all done with, I think they do the disc profile on them or some sort of, you know,
some people do. Yeah.
Well, but you know, customer service is in every single industry. I don't know of an industry that doesn't include customer service or communication skills. I just don't know of it, but, and I'm always amazed that they don't put it in their budget. Now, the better brands do. I mean, most of our clients are high-end brands that have put the budget into some kind of training, whether it's me or not. That's not the point. But the brand passion has to come first. The customer service will come, because that usually has to be, this is how we treat customers. This is how we answer the phone. People do it, but they do it ineffectively. I've never said the word wrong. I've never told anybody you're doing it wrong, but I will say you're doing it ineffectively, because being effective and ineffective is critical to me. There's a huge difference than being right or wrong.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at the time here. I think we've got time for one more question.
One more question, and then I got to find the clothes.
Okay. I know. We got to read that commercial, right?
So yeah, where do they put the clothes?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you look for that.
Well, I got the clothes. Okay. The clothes is, go ahead. Oh, no, ask me one more question.
Yeah.
I'm going to complain to Jack. You got 10 more minutes than I did.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I'm going to hear. Anybody who wants to hear more of Angela and Nancy gets an autographed book from Telephone Doctor.
Ooh.
And that's St. Louis, www. You forgot to ask me how to reach me.
Yeah, we're doing that. I was going to ask you that soon.
Okay.
We're
going to
do that. Do that now then.
All right.
Nancy
Friedman.
Yeah.
F-R-I-E-D, I-B-F-E, except after C, Friedman.com, nancyfriedman.com. I am younger and thinner in person. That's critically important when you see the picture. Oh, my God, a little heavy there. No, I'm younger. Add 50 pounds. 314, we are in St. Louis, so we're Central Standard Time. We forgot to say what Victoria was. That was
that doesn't time. Matter. They can call me anytime.
Oh, that's nice. Pack time. We're central in St. Louis, which is 314-291-1012. I'll repeat that twice and slowly. 314-291-1012. Autograph book if you want to hear more of Angela and Nancy. You can ask one more question, or I can read the commercial for Answer Connect.
I think we're getting a little tight here. Let's see if you can give me a sort of quick answer on this one. How does a franchisee, or any company for that matter, motivate their own team to do better?
The short answer is nobody can motivate anybody else. You've got to motivate yourself.
Okay.
You can go into any store and see somebody with poor customer service skills. They can't be motivated by anybody but themselves. So motivation comes from within. And if they don't have it from within, and there are ways which time won't allow to find out how, if somebody can motivate themselves to do a little bit better. This has been fun. I want to do this again.
You can motivate yourself. So you're saying you can't motivate people then?
I'm not saying you can. I'm saying it's more difficult to motivate somebody else. I mean, I can speak for an hour and people say, boy, you really motivated me. I don't know what I did, but tell them, you know, how to give better customer service. But I can motivate myself. We are motivated by money, power, attitude. We're motivated ourselves to do better.
Mm-hmm. I think what you're saying is, you know, if you can find out the person's, what they're motivated by, like if they're motivated by money or time off or a certain lifestyle, remind them of that. And that their goal, that what they're working towards.
Right.
That
when sometimes people want to push their motivation, what motivates them on somebody else. But no, you got to find out what helps them.
Exactly.
All right, I don't want to get cut off.
Let's
I
get
think
the
this is a great going. Idea. Jack Munson, thank you very much. Social Geek Radio. Love y'all. All right. Today's
okay,
show. And this is a friend of mine. I know these people. Answer Connect.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person versus a dead person every time. That's not a copy. Reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. that's a whole nother topic. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts, there you go, ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. I happen to know Karen Booz, and she's a big user and fan of Telephone Doctor customer service, so happy to read this. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need your phone answers 24/7 in any time zone. If you need a virtual receptionist, if you need inbound sales calls handled, or appointments scheduled, then you need to call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234. Or visit them, of course, online, answerconnect, all one word, .com/franchise. Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio 2019, Social Geek Enterprises.